buying a house can be stressful. I know it. I've done it. I'm sure you have too. But it can be less stressful if you understand how the real estate industry works. Now, a real estate agent can help you navigate the process, but that expertise comes at a price. And there are other cheaper options out there. Now, so far, none of them have made a massive dent in the market share of the incumbents, but Property Guys is one name that has been around for a long time and is trying to change that. Leanne Taylor is from PropertyGuys.com. She joins us now. Hi there.
Hi, thank you very much.
Tell us how this model works. So for someone who has bought or sold a house, they know, they get a realtor in, they give them a valuation, they price it, they handle all the paperwork. At some point, someone buys the house and you're done. How does this model differ from that experience?
Well, that's a fantastic question. Real estate really is one of those industries that's remained relatively unchanged pretty much for a century. We've all seen industries that have been completely rewritten with technology and information. And so what PropertyGuys.com does is that, exactly that. We aim to change the way the transaction works by using technology. You can think of us as an aggregator of professionals and technology to give sellers and buyers the tools that they need to get the job done and do it at a lower rate.
Commissions differ regionally depending on where you live in the country. We are a national program. But if you were to try to do the apples to apples comparison, what's the easiest example that you could give me that would say you're going to spend 5% in commission. If you used a traditional realtor, you're going to spend X percent with Property Guys. What's the way to dimensionalize the cost difference?
Sure. Well, right out of the gate, it's not about percentage. We believe that it's you should pay for the services that you get. So we work on a flat fee model. In most markets, that represents $6,000 to $7,000 maximum, and that would be the most expensive real estate market. It often is far less than that.
And what does one get for $6,000 or $7,000?
Right. So even here
does
in the
Toronto...
Does
someone come to the house during an open house and like spray lavender around the room and move my couch so it's in a more logical place?
Yeah. So we believe in arming our sellers with every single tool that they need to be prepared to do that. If they want to leverage professional services to get that part of it done, they can have it covered for that fee. So it's advice on getting the product ready. It comes down to simple product price and exposure, right? So everything to get the product looking amazing, everything to price it in a range that's going to be appealing to the market, and exposing it to every buyer. And yes, the open house help is part of that, part of that equation.
One of the big issues has been access to data. Where are we now? There were court cases. There was all sorts of things. It is so critical to know what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood. Not a national average, not even a city average, but within a couple of blocks. Where does that stand today for Canadians?
Well, for Canadians, it's still very difficult if you're working on your own to try to uncover all of that. As you said, very complicated. We aim to simplify it. We use a host of professionals, whether that be appraisers or we use artificial intelligence and looking at data that is readily available. Everything you can imagine to try to give you the information that you need. Obviously, you need to know what the market's doing today, not last week, not last month, right?
So does your service, so if I'm working with a traditional real estate agent, I say, how much should my house sell for? And they give me a recommendation. Do you do the same thing?
We provide a range because it comes down to time on market. Some people are looking to get the most and they're prepared to sit on it. So we'll provide a range and say top and bottom. If you're looking to move fast, you should be in there.
We are taping this interview in Toronto. It is a very different market in Toronto versus Musquodoboit Harbour, Nova Scotia, or Punishai, Saskatchewan, in particular because of the bidding wars that can still unfold for people. How does a homeowner handle that when there isn't a traditional real estate agent holding their hand?
We believe strongly in this concept of having the data and a team of experts behind me. So I'm not going to pin my hopes on just one individual helping me through this and hoping they're going to be able to do it, right? I'm going to have my team, which is my PropertyGuys.com person, a lawyer, an appraiser, access to the data, knowing exactly what the offers are as they come in, knowing how does that relate to what's currently going on in the market. And so if I'm in a bidding war scenario, I'm armed with everything I need to make the decision for myself.
So is the property guy's person on the phone? Are they sitting there smoking cigarettes with me on Tuesday at 7 p.m. when offers are due?
Right. Well, this, as I mentioned, is a tech-enabled solution, right? So we have the tools in place so that I might as well be sitting there beside you through the process.
You don't need the cigarette.
I don't need the cigarette.
You can just sit there metaphorically.
Absolutely. In fact, I can be watching Netflix.
Wow.
And still be plugged in with my client and know what's going on and be in their back pocket.
How much time does it take for a homeowner to go through your process? Because really, with a real estate agent in the traditional way, you're largely outsourcing most of that work. And I want to make sure people don't think I'm slagging real estate agent. We had amazing agents on all the transactions I've ever worked on, and they're great people. But how much time is required if you do this work through yourself?
Well, one of the things that our customers are finding is that they actually get in and out of the process a little bit quicker. And I'll tell you why is that, for example, let's take the showings, Bruce. When you're showing your property just to buyers that are interested in your house, you're doing probably a third of the showings. It's taking you a third of the time, right? How often have you been out with an agent that has shown you five or six properties and only one or two are really meeting your criteria, right? So that's just one tiny example.
What about an example on the selling side? Mm-hmm. I think that's the one where I'm more, because I'm a looky-loo in open houses. I could go to open houses every weekend all day. I love doing that.
Yeah.
But if I were to sell my property, I certainly wouldn't want to be baking the cookies for the open house and I wouldn't want to be sitting there for 2 hours.
Sure. And for the looky-loos, that's one of the beautiful things is that if we can leverage technology not to waste our sellers' times. So by putting as much information as we can online, by giving them buyers, potential buyers and tire kickers, the ability to experience the property virtually, by putting a call center in place so that only qualified buyers are getting through and wasting our sellers' time, all of these little pieces make it so that the only time you're involved is when you've got a qualified buyer that's really interested in just your property.
You're not the only game in town. Purple Bricks bought ComFree, which is another brand people might be familiar with. There's For Sale by Owner. How does Property Guys differ from the other ones out there? Don't say technology. Are you going to say technology? Oh, she's going to say technology.
I absolutely won't say technology. What I'm going to tell you is that we're not agents. So when you take a look at disruptors in industries, right? Taxi drivers didn't really come up with Uber. Blockbuster didn't come up with Netflix. And we don't believe that real estate is going to be changed by real estate agents. Hmm. We believe it has to come from outside, fresh eyes, fresh technology, fresh solutions.
60% of realtors are women. Your name seems really odd in today's context. Mm-hmm. As the parent of a 9-year-old, I don't like the reference to the word guys. I don't like it in brand names, and I don't like it when people walk into a room and say, hey, guys, when are you changing your name?
We don't look at the name as a deterrent, to be honest with you. I'm a mom of three boys, and then I finally have my little girl. And I learned really quickly, come on, guys, being the gender-neutral term.
It's not gender-neutral. It's not gender-neutral. It's the same as chairman. Mm-hmm. That if you're not hearing it as a negative, I expect you will within 2 or 3 years. So start the branding work now to change it. Otherwise, I'll start a petition.
For us to come down to is it we've got a guy for that. We've got a person for that. And it's the aggregate nature of having a team of people around you as opposed to just one real estate agent. It's the lawyer, the appraiser, the call center, all the tools, right? It's we've got a guy for that. We've got a person for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's your new name, Property Persons.
Propertypersons.com.
I love it. Thank you, Leanne, for taking the time.
No problem, Bruce. Thank you.
Leanne Taylor is from, I don't know, some company, Property People, Property Folks, propertyfolks.com.